The World Meteorological Organization's announcement that the Pacific's last tropical glacier may vanish by early 2027 is one of those scientific data points that should land harder than it does in public conversation. The Puncak Jaya Glacier in Papua, Indonesia, is or was the last tropical glacier in the Pacific region. The WMO's timeline of early 2027 for its disappearance is a concrete, measurable prediction with a specific date attached. It's a natural experiment that will either confirm or challenge the climate models. And it represents the loss of an irreplaceable scientific reference point for understanding long-term climate variability in the tropics.
For people who find glacier loss abstractly concerning but emotionally distant, here's the concrete mechanism. Tropical glaciers function as natural reservoirs, releasing meltwater during dry seasons. Communities downstream in Papua have relied on that cycle for freshwater timing. When the glacier is gone, that seasonal regulation is gone permanently. It's not just a data point about global temperatures, it's a supply chain disruption for water in one of the world's most remote and least resourced regions.
The nuclear-powered commercial satellite story is genuinely exciting from a technology development standpoint. City Labs launched its Bohr CubeSat on SpaceX's Transporter 17 rideshare flight from Vandenberg on Tuesday. The satellite is testing tritium-based battery technology, and tritium is a hydrogen isotope that produces a low-level, consistent energy output through radioactive decay. If the technology validates in orbit, it solves one of the most persistent problems in small satellite design: power availability in eclipse periods when solar panels go dark and conventional batteries have to carry the load.
The commercial implications are significant. CubeSats, the small standardized satellite format that has democratized orbital access, have always been constrained by power budgets. More power means more capable sensors, more data transmission, and longer operational lifetimes. If tritium batteries deliver reliable power for years rather than months, it could dramatically expand what small commercial satellites can do. The fact that this launched on a SpaceX rideshare also illustrates how the lower cost of orbital access is enabling experiments that would have been prohibitively expensive a decade ago.
The invasive Manila clam establishing colonies in Massachusetts waters is an ecological story with economic consequences. The Manila clam has now reached every major coastline in the Northern Hemisphere, and reproducing populations confirmed in Massachusetts mark the completion of that circumnavigation. For New England's shellfish industry, oysters, native clams, mussels, a competing invasive species that can reproduce in those waters, creates real pressure on the native species that the industry depends on. The UMass Amherst and MIT Sea Grant research team that documented this finding is tracking how quickly the colonies expand.
The Turkish cave study on Neanderthal human cultural coexistence is remarkable for what it overturns. The prevailing assumption in paleoanthropology has been that when modern humans moved into an area, Neanderthals either left or were outcompeted fairly quickly. This cave in Turkey shows both species hunting the same prey, using the same tools, and collecting the same shells in the same location across a period spanning roughly 30,000 years. That's not a brief overlap. That's multi-generational coexistence that produced genuine cultural convergence. It raises serious questions about the speed and mechanism of Neanderthal extinction and suggests cultural exchange between the species may have been far more extensive than previously credited.
The five NIH-linked scientists facing federal action in the lab leak crackdown represents an ongoing collision between the current administration's political priorities and the scientific community's norms around research attribution and funding disclosure. Without prejudging the specific conduct alleged, the pattern of using federal action against scientists associated with NIH coronavirus research creates a chilling environment for gain-of-function research disclosure and peer review transparency more broadly. The long-term effect on American biomedical research recruitment and retention is something the National Academies has been warning about explicitly.